Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already August 9th and 10th. We've had a great July and early August. And of course, those of you that are listening, hopefully you're on your way to Stonebridge Country Club to visit the New England Charity Classic. And as everybody knows, this is the only LPGA-sanctioned tournament known as the Symetra Tour. It used to be called the Futures Tournament. And one of the winners back in 2008, Mo Martin, was a young lady that also just recently won the Women's British Open on the LPGA Tour. I reference that because this demonstrates that the women that you see on the course at Stonebridge are women that you may then see next year on TV on the LPGA. So it's very important that we get a good gallery, and hopefully if you're listening to this on the 9th or 10th, that you'll head out to Stonebridge. The parking will be easy, and the last few years, the tournament being held at Beaver Meadow has ended last year, went into playoff holes, and the year before it ended with a birdie putt. So it's usually pretty exciting finish, and so hopefully everybody will come out and join us. There's also a fundraiser golf tournament for the Arthritis Foundation on Monday, August 11th, and that is the Swenson Granite Works Golf Tournament. And if you're interested in participating in that tournament, just call 724-6080. It's hard to believe it's August 9th and 10th, and we have finished up the Capital Area Race Series, and last weekend was also the famous Beach to Beacon road race. And a couple weeks ago, I actually did the Capital City Triathlon, and want to give a big shout out to Scott and Fluffy, who organized that triathlon. It was great. And for my running friends out there listening to this, I may start getting into triathlons. Last week's show really was relevant to my job as CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. We had Melanie Sussman, who's the program coordinator for the Ronald McDonald Mobile Dental Care Van. And that's really sponsored and coordinated by Saving People Smiles Dental Center. And I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Earl Simpson, who has really taken the idea of giving back to the community. By the way, SPS, Saving People Smile, Dr. Earl got that idea. He was a graduate of St. Paul's School, so he wanted to get people involved who have graduated from St. Paul's School, so thus the SPS. On the affordable care front, the public exchange is going really well. Healthcare.gov, we have well over 1,000 individuals in New Hampshire who have purchased dental coverage through the public exchange, and about 1,500 who have purchased it through our private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And on the book front, There Are No Do-Overs, which I co-authored with Dave Cowens, basketball star. It's going really well. You can pick up that book at Gibson's or on Amazon.com. And if you want an easy two-hour read on leadership principles sprinkled in with some basketball, I encourage you to get that book. Now, this show has given me a great opportunity to feature many, many community partners. And this weekend, I'm happy to report that with me is Joy Sullivan and Jason, who are board members for the Habitat for Humanity. Joyce is the president of the board, and Jason is a board member and chair of the building committee. So welcome, Joyce and Jason, and thank you for joining me on this August weekend. I'm sure you would have other things to do, but I think it's important we get the Habitat for Humanity message out there. So thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's start with you, Jason Lacombe, with a little background on Habitat for Humanity in general, and then we'll hone in on New Hampshire. Or Joyce, you can start, whichever makes sense.
Sure. Okay. Yep. Habitat for Humanity is, as most know, a nonprofit Christian housing mission. It was founded in 1976 by Georgia and Millard. In Georgia by Millard and Linda Fuller. Habitat believes that every person should have a decent, safe, and affordable place to live. So Habitat builds small, simple houses with donations and volunteer labor. The homes are then sold to partner families at a no-profit loan, which and financed with affordable 0% interest. All money received from homes sold goes into a revolving fund to build more houses.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Let me just pause there, because I often, when we feature community partners, the first question I get from my listening audience is, how are the funds raised? Are taxpayer dollars involved? Is it just going strictly to New Hampshire? You know, we all love living and working in New Hampshire, but of mm-hmm. course it's also the live free or die state. So let's address that right up front, so that people know that mm-hmm. you know, the money stays in New Hampshire, et cetera.
Yeah, okay. All money is raised through donations, and no tax money or public funds are used, at least not in the state of New Hampshire. It's different in other states.
Great. That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. Jason, let me get you on now. You are the chair of the building committee, and you're by trade. I know you're an architect, which congratulations on that. I always have great admiration for architects because I have no spatial skills or any taste for that matter. So tell us how you got involved and your role as chair of the building committee.
Thank you, Tom. I was actually interested in getting involved. I did Habitat when I was in college down in Philadelphia, very different environment. But Habitat is a great organization that helps build communities. One of the things that personally I'm interested in, and both personally and through my business, helping communities thrive is important. Our daughters, Joyce and I, our daughters play basketball together, so we just got into a conversation about it. I found out she was involved, offered to help plan a little house that they were doing for some donated property, and I think about 3 months later, mm-hmm. I was on the board and heading that building committee.
So. That's how it works in New Hampshire. That's great to hear, I know, because I'm on like 10 boards, including the chair of the State Board of Education, and when you talk to people at different events and they find out your area of interest, next thing you know you're on a board. So mm-hmm. so Jason, you're the principal of your architect firm. So I'll just give you a shout out there. That's 228-8880.
Yes.
So it seems to be a natural that you would be chair of the building committee. So what does that entail exactly?
I'm part of. There's a group of us, but really what we do is plan out the project, try to address scheduling. Since we're doing it with volunteer labor, it's important that when you have a volunteer day that materials are there for the projects that are going to happen that day. So we actually have a builder on our board who's also assisting me, John LaPlante, LaPlante Builders. And between the two of us, we really work hard to make sure materials are there. Work is planned accordingly, and more importantly, we have a broad network of friends and subcontractors who we can call to help out on some of the projects and get some professional expertise.
So there's a lot of sweat equity there, sounds like.
A lot of phone calls.
A lot of phone calls, good. All right, back to you, Joyce. So when did the New Hampshire Capital Region Habitat, when did that become an official affiliate, and you're a chair of the board or president of the board? And tell me about your role. Obviously, you were successful in recruiting Jason, so mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. recruiting other board members is one of your roles. But tell me about your leadership role, and then tell us a little bit more about the New Hampshire Capital Region Habitat.
Okay, sure. Well, same as Jason did. I showed up at a meeting, and I wanted to help out. And I quickly became the vice president and then the president after they retired. So the New Hampshire Capital Region Habitat for Humanity was founded in 1996, quite a bit later than the Habitat International was founded. Everyone associates Habitat for Humanity with Jimmy Carter, and rightly so, although he didn't found it. But he's the one that made it go global. 1984, after his presidency, he got involved with Habitat for Humanity, and that's when everyone found out about it, and local affiliates popped up all over the United States, including a bit later, Concord's. So my role as chair of the board, I guess, is just to run our monthly meetings and to oversee financing, the building committee, the family selection committees, and as such, you know, and all the projects that we're working on.
So you mentioned finances, and I have an expression that I use with the not-for-profits that I'm involved with, which is no money, no mission. Now, I realize
sure.
there's a lot of sweat equity and uh-huh. volunteer work in your organization, but why don't you give us some contact information, because I'm sure you have spurred a lot of enthusiasm for Habitat for Humanity. So if someone wanted to write a check and make a donation, how would they do that?
Sure. Well, I guess the best way would, if you could, well, we have a website. HabitatConcordNH.org is our, and all of our information is up there.
That's probably the best way. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 1 minute before our commercial break, and why don't we start in the next 60 seconds with the current projects that are going on. I think you're doing one on South Main Street, and maybe
sure.
Jason or Joyce, you can handle that one, and then we'll go to a break.
Jason, you want to take that one?
Sure. South Main Street started with a contact from a family that wanted to donate a modular home. It was a two-story colonial, and it was actually set up where they already had a lead for a donation for a piece of property. So it all came together very quickly. I think it was less than 2 weeks where we had accepted the donation for the home and the property. Then it was a matter of getting the project started. It was the middle of winter, frost in the ground, so it was hard to excavate for a foundation. And then we found some unexpected things that...
And that's a good tease for the after commercial break. We'll find out those unexpected things. I'll return after commercial break with Joyce and Jason from Habitat for Humanity. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental. And thank you all for listening to me on August 9th and 10th. When I'm at different road races or a couple weeks ago, the triathlon, I have more people tell me that they listen to me on the weekends. And I, of course, the first thing I say is, well, you've got to get a life if you're listening to me on the weekends. But in any event, the Pulse has been very good, a great partnership with 107.7 FM, and definitely has a broad listening audience, which allows me to feature community partners. So this weekend, we're featuring Habitat for Humanity, and with me is Joyce Sullivan, who is the president or chair of the board, and board member Jason Lacombe, who is a board member and chair of the building committee for Habitat for Humanity in New Hampshire. So let's start, Joyce, with the website again, because as you know, my favorite expression is no money, no mission. So if someone wants to either volunteer, sweat equity, or write a check, why don't you give out the website information?
Okay. It's HabitatConcordNH.org.
Super. Okay. Now, before the commercial break, Jason, you were describing the project on South Main Street, and you mentioned that there were a couple surprises, and so we left with the radio tease. So what were the surprises that you found, and Jason, what's the status of that project?
Well, I love a good cliffhanger.
Good.
The biggest surprise we found, we started excavating as quickly as we could once frost was out of the ground, and found some unsuitable material, which means we couldn't put a foundation in that would support a house. The house would have sunk into the ground. So I mentioned John LaPlante and I have a vast network. Well, we leveraged that network a lot and called in a lot of favors. We had several contractors step up, including a company out of Amherst that drilled what's called helical piles. They're giant screws that go into the ground. We ended up putting, I believe, 31 of these piles in that would support the foundation. We had to get structural engineers involved, geotechnical engineers. But everybody really came together. A lot of donated effort, a lot of stuff done at discounted prices to get the house. And then the house was successfully moved in June, early June. So it's currently our active project.
Wow, very good. Now, I know a lot of people have been following on TV the quote-unquote Main Street project, and, you know, downtown Main Street's going to become, you know, three lanes. And, you know, I've been kind of following it. I need to get a life because I always watch the replays of the council hearings and so forth. So I know the fact that we reference that this project is on Main Street. Someone's going to ask, is your project going to be impacted by the overall Main Street project?
No, this house is a lot further down on South Main Street, close to where Broadway comes in, and it won't be impacted.
Great. Joyce, you have a sort of a mantra, a brush with kindness. Can you kind of describe what that mantra means and what that's all about?
Yes. It's a program designed by Habitat International to keep affiliates busy when they don't have the money to build, so to keep their volunteers busy. It's a good program. What it does is it helps low-income families with home repair. Usually it's, you know, painting or cleanup, although this affiliate has worked with CAP, the Community Action Program, to do four projects. Two of them have been major, and one was a complete rehab. So these projects are with families that already own their homes, but probably couldn't stay in the home because of its condition if either CAP, and in these cases CAP and Habitat for Humanity, didn't step up to help them.
That's terrific. Wow, mm-hmm. That's a great story. Mm-hmm. We have featured in prior shows, we have had Catch on as one of our community partners as well. Can you describe the relationship or interface that Habitat for Humanity has with Catch Housing right here in Concord?
Yes, a couple of our homeowners have come from Catch, and Catch also has an education program, and home ownership and saving. And when a family partners with Habitat for Humanity to build a house, part of that is homeowner and financial education. And we have in the past relied on Catch and their program for that portion of the education.
Great. Well, thank you. That was very helpful. So either Jason or Joyce, can you tell us how you get volunteers, and then how do you use volunteers? I mean, do you just screen them? I'm sure there's a lot of, like me, I have no talent, so I would probably just be lifting stuff. But how do you get the volunteers, and how do you qualify them, if you will?
Okay. Well, I've worked with a lot of volunteers, and typically how it's worked in the past is you have at least one or two people on site that know exactly what they're doing, and then you have a lot of volunteers.
So that would be like you, Jason, mm-hmm. being an architect.
Unfortunately, sometimes.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah. So you know, people show up sometimes with tools and sometimes with nothing, and often with little experience, but it seems to always work out. If I'm planning a job volunteer day, I always have a lot of work for people that are unskilled, whether it's cleaning up brush in the back or cleaning up the job site, pulling out nails, say if it's a rehab, or painting. And I guess even if you haven't done it before, which a lot of times some of the work none of us have, there's someone there to show us how to do it.
Great. And I would be good for cleanup. I was always good at that. Now, so Jason, you're an architect by trade.
I am.
So you probably have a strategic role, you know, in a project, correct?
I do. Our firm has provided the drawings and a lot of the planning, and I think the expertise that I bring is helpful, because not only is it coming up with a design or a house plan that can be built economically, it needs to be easy to maintain. It needs to be energy efficient. We want to build good quality homes for the families. One of the things that we really talk about in work with families to do is to make sure that they're successful in being homeowners. for a very long period of time. That's part of the program that they sign on for.
So to put kind of simply, in addition, you're teaching them to fish in addition to giving them the finished product.
We're attempting to, yes.
Perfect. Yeah. And just to give a shout out, because I always like to, you know, someone that's given their time and sweat equity and brains and everything else, your firm is SMP Architecture, and that's 228-8880. So thank you, Jason. Now back to you, Joyce. Mm-hmm. What is the qualifications for becoming a Habitat homeowner or a partner family?
Sure. Well, a family needs to be in need of decent housing. So they need to be in a situation where they don't have adequate, decent housing. In addition, a family needs to be within 25% and 60% above the poverty line, and they have to have the ability to repay a loan and be willing to partner with Habitat for Humanity to build their house. Their sweat equity would be 250 hours per adult that would be living in this home towards building this home or another home.
So you mentioned the loan or the mortgage. So how would that work? So the partner family is putting in these hours, but they have to have some ability also to, over the long haul, repay modest mortgage too?
They do. So it isn't a handout. It's a low interest, zero interest loan on everything that was spent on the house. So our mission is to build a house for as little as possible, because every dollar will be paid back to the affiliate.
Great. Mm-hmm. Now, community service. I know we have a lot of high school and college students looking for real community service, and this sounds like a great opportunity, whether you have the talent or Jason, or whether you have the labor skills, let's say that would be me. So can community service credit be earned by volunteering for the Habitat for Humanity?
Yes, absolutely. And we do often get a lot of calls for that.
Very good. Now, you mentioned the South Main Street project. Can you talk about any other mm-hmm. past or projects that people may be interested in hearing about? Or any ones that are contemplated after South Main Street?
Sure. Actually, we have two additional projects. We have a parcel of land on Hollow Road in Loudoun that was donated. It's a great piece of property, and we'd like to build an affordable house there. Part of the problem is it's a slope, and we need a lot of fill for the drive, and we're hoping to get that donated in order to keep the house affordable. Another project we have, and this is a great one, New Hampshire has several community-owned manufactured homes, parks. I guess you might have, we used to refer to these as trailer parks. They're great communities, and they're one of the least expensive ways to own a home for a low-income family. And we're working on one of these communities currently to purchase and rehab a home. And this is an exciting way to possibly provide homeownership to a very low-income family.
Great. We have about 60 seconds. Why don't you give us the website information again? Because I'm sure we've generated a lot of interest in people wanting to volunteer, wanting to write a check, or perhaps a college or high school student wanting to earn some credit by volunteering. So let's give out that website information.
Yes. It's Habitat. ConcordNH.org.
That's terrific. Well, Joyce Sullivan and Jason Lacombe, I admire you. I think housing is so important. That and hunger are an oral health I have a lot of passion for. So I give you a lot of credit for your volunteership. And we're lucky to have you in New Hampshire in the Concord area. Thank you, Joyce and Jason, for Habitat for Humanity. Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.